Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Save big money on your next project now at Menards. Update your home with low-maintenance vinyl windows from Jeld-Wen. They're durable, energy efficient, and are low maintenance. Menards carries over 100 different size and style options in stock, ready to take home today. Save big on Jeld-Wen windows now at Menards. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Peace, family. It's 19 Keys with the 19 Keys podcast. You're listening to a high-level conversation. Tap in. All right, a word from one of our sponsors. Make sure you tap into Goldwater Products. After you come listen to the information, you're going to need your memory stimulated so you can download everything in that prefrontal cortex. You want to make sure that hippocampus area of your brain that regulates mood, memory, and learning is fully functional and tapped in. Therefore, you want to tap into Goldwater. They have Smart Moss, Sports Moss, Vitamin C Moss, Colloidal Silver. They have just about everything that you, your child, and your whole entire family needs to stimulate your brain and your body and to make sure that your immune system is functioning. Before you tap into this great high-level conversation, listen to this song by Tezu Kulando called Goldwater. Peace, family. It's 19 Keys with another high-level conversation. Listen to this live recording with me and Blue Pillar. We went into many different areas, including health, spirituality, intentionality, and also about people getting what they want, only to realize they really don't want it at all. It's a very purposeful, high-level conversation for you to be able to tap in. I hope y'all enjoy it.
School, and I seen that everybody had these Jordans. I wanted some, right? Baddest chick in the school, she had Jordans. The guy she talking to that's making her laugh, he got the Jordans. And they coming out, and I'm like, damn, them so nice. Them the bread fives, the sixes, 13s, I don't know what they is. But everybody tell I'm about to get these. So I'm thinking in my head, I need some shoes. So when I finally get to the point where I arrive, where I'm making my own paper, right? I'm hustling, I'm in the streets, and I come into a windfall of money. Right. And now here I got thousands upon thousands of dollars. And I'm like 18 years old. First time I got me some Jordans. I go to the mall and I buy them, put them on. I'm walking and they looking like, yo, he got paper. You understand me? He got money.
Right.
And I got them on, but I still felt like me, like this ain't what I really wanted. Right. I was chasing a feeling that I outgrew. And so once I was able to get them, I realized I didn't really want it because they disappointed me, right? But some people never get the opportunity to get the things that they want to realize that they don't really need it. You understand me? And so the people have never gotten that opportunity, or actually you have during Obama, right? But we are in denial under that. And so sometimes you need another strike under that ass to realize, like, damn, this ain't what I want. All right, let me try something new. Let me see what my real taste is, because I was doing that because everybody else was doing it. I didn't realize that that wasn't for me. So that's how we are with this voting. I'm doing it because everybody else doing it, right? I didn't realize that that wasn't for me. I get why the umbrellas on a do for self tip and they're successful and they're moving and they're speaking. I like everything else these brothers do. But that one aspect, nah, I can't get with that, bro. But everything else, bro, I agree with. So that's you should be wary of yourself when you agree with someone at a 99% level, a 90% level, but it's 10% you can't take. And that 10% is agreeable to the crowd, right? So you have to be careful anytime you're thinking like a crowd, specifically for this reason, and I've talked about this on my podcast, is that you can't tell the difference between a fool and a scholar once they're in the same crowd.
Right.
Cannot.
So, you know, we are very observational and we see a lot of people going the way of the hive mind. It's called the social influence. You know what I'm saying? A social influence. Who wants to be an outcast or a misfit in the midst of, right, social gatherings or social media? So people have a tendency to do what everybody else is doing, to go along and get along, right? This is the wrong time. Because as, you know, as the Brothers Crown shows, you know what I'm saying, as my crown might show, you know, there's an aspect of observation that also deals with cosmic cycles, being observant of what time we're in. And what we're saying is that you have to prioritize health and wealth right now in your own personal space for yourself and your family, right? You have to feel the weight of the world on your shoulders and be able to do dips and squats with that. Nobody else is going to do it for you. You're telling me, even if policy changes, you're saying that you are awaiting next year, January or February, for something substantial to kick in for you to get some level of redress. What are you going to do during the fall and the winter? Because this is when this particular economy is going to be challenged, right, the most. During that interim period, let's say Trump loses. During November and January, it's going to be hell here, right? This folks going to kick up dust. He's going to start wars, because if he's in war, he ain't got to leave. He's going to be up to all of his shenanigans. I'm saying you investing too much interest in something that you don't have control over. Whereas you can literally disappear, get low, and start building out your whole new reality and your kingdom, because these people got their hands tied.
You can opt out.
Right now is the perfect time for you to say, look, I have a plan B contingency plan. I'm going here with it, and I'm getting low. I'm taking the wealth standard class so I can find out about alternative ways to play in the market from afar. Only thing I need is a Wi-Fi connection, right? You can get your products to keep your health intact. You can start farming even in the wintertime. Get yourself a greenhouse, right? Find out how, what foods grow in this particular weather. It's literally time to go back to the beginning and start all over again. You understand?
Factory.
This country is about to go through some transformation and changes, especially when we hit Scorpio season. It's going to be super duper. You're not going to recognize what you're looking at. And if you don't have yourself firmly planted with some sort of plan, a plan and a backup plan and a plan to back that one up. Stop saying that you're going to Africa, goddammit. If you don't figure out how to get you a boat on the waters and sail through coast guards and everything else, if you haven't noticed, you just can't fly into Africa right now. They got travel restrictions. You're not even being real with yourself, family. You understand? You got to do for self here, right? You're here for a reason. How are you going to defend the homeland? And I'm not talking from invaders. I ain't talking from the Proud Boys. I'm talking about from your expectations that Caesar's going to actually come and do something for you.
Factories. That expectation is the death of revolution, right? That people love a revolutionary but don't want to be one. And because there comes a sacrifice and a responsibility and a great level of accountability. And everybody is supposed to be the revolutionary. It's not supposed to be, oh, some of y'all are leaders, some of y'all are revolutionary, y'all built for this. Every single person. And this is something that we have not accepted of ourselves, that responsibility to say that, yo, I'm supposed to do what they're doing too. But we've gotten comfortable in our codes that, well, no, I'm going to live my life, support what they do a little bit, but that ain't for me. And so that's not what they do in other communities. They accept those standards to say, well, no, we all going to do this. You understand me? One for all for one. It's a symbiotic relationship because you benefit from it. So when we look at one leader and we say, well, that leader's not doing enough for us. And then we look in the mirror and we don't have the same scrutiny on ourselves. You suspecting that person to do more for you than you were supposed to do for yourself? If they did anything for you, if they stepped up at any measurement, any level of leadership, they have done more for you than you have done for yourself. So if anything, you should appreciate them and you should have no consideration to utter a mutter a word of disrespect. But because we're spoiled children, right? And that's the reality that most of us are living in this comprised world from when we're still children and we haven't learned how to take care of ourselves. And we're not willing to break the mold because it's too scary when you start learning what's happening in real life and you're saying that, wait a minute, the cops are not supposed to secure me, I'm supposed to secure myself. That's too scary. I don't want to participate. You telling me I got to do some kind of training. I got to learn about the market for real. You telling me I got to discipline. I got to work my portfolio. I just want to be spiritual, Blue. You know what? How about I just grab my crystal and whip up my stool and the money just come? How about that? How about Spirit said I'm getting paid and I looked at my natal chart and I found out that this star aligned with this Mars, and because I was born at this time, things will happen for me, right? Like, we try to jump into a world to where we can observe an aspect of it, but that's supposed to, it's the same way where Honorable Elijah Muhammad say, you know, Minister Farrakhan rather, you say, a woman can't do nothing for a man if a man has nothing, right? Astrology can't do nothing for you if you have nothing. You have nothing and you're doing nothing. It can't do anything for you. But if you have something, and you watching that to make sure that you're maintaining and building, I would respect it more. But it's always the greatest astrologists don't have nothing. So in retrospect, in reality, we say, wait a minute. You know the science of the stars. This person has no science of the stars, but they got more on Earth. How does that validate your science, right, and your abilities? So me as a young person growing up, I hear brothers say they're gods, but I see them with nothing. So to me, that was an oxymoron that I didn't want to be that type of God. I don't want to be that type of astrologist. I don't want to be that type of spiritualist. No, I want to be the version that is actually producing the results of that title that they say that they hold. So we have to be more responsible. Because I promise you, if there's a billionaire today that popped up and he's an astrologist, she's an astrologist, oh, I want to know their astrology. All the other astrology takes a back seat. Wait a minute. Y'all talking about them. They say don't worry about Mars. They say there's some other planet they using. I'm using that planet. Y'all can have that planet, right? Because they told me about something that y'all ain't using. You understand me? I want whatever astrology producing the results. You understand me?
I gotta be, you know, partial in this conversation.
I know you got to. Go ahead.
Because they be like, billionaires don't use astrology.
Billionaires do, man. Talk to them.
Astrologers, not billionaires as well. Because I'm not gonna just be giving somebody information all the time that I can't utilize myself to hit a come up and create my academy and what have you.
Right.
You know, but astrology is necessary. The knowledge, the cosmos is something that, you know, we've always dealt with. And it is something that very much at this particular time we can utilize if we know what we're looking for, we know what we're listening to. I see a sister here on the line, Wise Royalty. She combines her knowledge of the stars with the markets.
Okay, so now we talking.
Right?
Now we talking.
Those are market hacks. You know what I'm saying? This is operable astrology. This is not just for you to be in other people's business. You know what I'm saying?
Right, knowing when your mood swing coming. You know what I'm saying? But that's what I mean, though. Like, use it for something, but have something that is useful for. Right? So, like, that's why I like the quote that millionaires don't use astrology, billionaires do. You understand me? Because he had to first be a millionaire before he became a billionaire, right? And in that utilization of it properly as a tool, utilize that to project himself outward. You understand me? So it's a roadmap for people who have somewhere to go. But some people have nowhere to go, and all they do is cook up the stool of astrology and don't do nothing with it. Like, bro, you can know everything about the world if you don't get up and move off the couch and go bust them moves. I don't give a damn how much you know. God can know how to split an atom, you understand me, and create multiple universes. If he just sit there and be like, man, I know how to do that, and they ain't did it, How am I gonna know there's a God? So my point is to make people, it's not the downer, it's actually an upper. It's saying that this is something that can be utilized in tangent when you have something going on. Same thing with a man. You ain't got nothing going on, you don't need a woman. You ain't got nothing going on, you don't need astrology. That's my take on it. I'm not saying it for everybody, because I think people use it as a thing, right? Like, this is my thing going on, right? Just the stargazing.
Right. On that part about, you know, if a man has nothing, you know, he shouldn't have a quote-unquote woman. I'm just asking, what if that woman is going to, what if she plays the catalyst in that man's life for him to actually want? Or, you know, that particular thing that, you know, he comes across to wake something up in him and say, I gotta go harder, I gotta be deeper. You know what I'm saying?
But that's not the science of relationships, though. Right? That's her finding a boy and helping him become a man. Right? But the science of it is that she's supposed to find a man. You understand me? And help him become a god. So we just so backwards in society that women find boys and try to help them become men, but you're supposed to find a man and help him become a god. That's the science of it, you know. But because these young males have been robbed of their balance, you understand me, that divine masculine, that all one woman can do is find a boy. You understand me? And so it's an imbalance, and that's why it's much harder. Right, that she can find a brother with potential, and every woman on here, you understand me, ladies, if y'all done met a man with potential, drop a key. You know, just put a one in there. You done met a man with potential, and you felt like you can help that man bring out his potential at some point in time. Drop a one in there. You understand me? Because that's what truly happens, right? But see, that woman doesn't have within her to make that man's energy kinetic. She has within her to nurture what he produces and makes kinetic of himself, right? So when he gets on the road, like, baby, I'm about to do this, that, and the third, right now he has something. He has a vision. He has a goal, an idea. But she can't be like, let me impregnate this vision. He's going to fight against that the same way he fights against his mother that tells him everything right, right? Because we're used to rebellion against the feminine because we have to develop that for ourselves. Otherwise, it robs us of the opportunity to become real men, because if that person is managing that mind for you, that idea producing for you, then you don't have the ability to do it for yourself. So a man within his own being, he is self-producing by reflecting that God within. But for a woman to come along and give that to him, he doesn't have it. So when she leaves, he don't have it. Now, she can nurture what he does have, right? So he can start to develop more into what he has, and so that he can utilize what he has in a proper function. She nurtures that into the right way. He can be in the kitchen cooking a cake, right? You understand me? But it don't come out right. But she's like, all right, look, all right, babe, I'm going to help you do this. You understand me? You're supposed to put the flour, then do the eggs, and then do the, you know what I'm saying? It's going to be good. And then put the temperature on. And he listening like, all right, babe, I don't even want to look. But look, all right, I'll listen to that. But it's a man that's sitting there on the bed talking about, man, one day I want to be a chef. You understand me? She ain't do nothing with that Negro. Get your ass in the kitchen. The kitchen right there. You talking about you want to be a chef. Now, she can try to encourage him. But that level of encouraging is nurturing him along with what he already possesses, because he has a want. Now, she may help nurture that into a will, right? But she can't push him to say, hey, he's sitting there doing nothing, playing a video game. And she come in there and say, wouldn't you like to be a chef? And he like, nah, I want you to cook. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to play this game.
But sometimes she could buy the ingredients, right? Come and knock on the room, right? And point to the kitchen. And be like, you know, your dream is waiting you in there.
Hey, good luck, ladies. Good luck. Go buy that man a business and tell him to run it. All right. Y'all go. Good luck. That's all I'm going to say for you. Hey, Big Keys, this is going on the platform. This is going on the podcast. I am here giving you none of that advice today. Brother Blue Pill has been here on this earth a little longer. He may have a wisdom that I have not obtained and not ready to share with you. But if you believe in that message and it falls upon you to go buy the ingredients so the man can cook up himself, then by all means. And I do believe, like, so I think that there's stages, right? So I would say buying the ingredients and stuff, no, I think you skip the stages. The encouraging stage, right? So you nurture a man at whatever level he has, right? So let's say that he wants to do something, don't know what it is. Then that's when you help him come up with an idea, right? A man has no motivation, you help motivate him, right? So you can't skip steps that he hasn't gotten to. You get beside him or right behind to nudge and push, right? And so it's like, okay, you got the idea. Now he don't know how to get started. Well, you may help him with that first step, right? You're nurturing along the process, but you cannot do for him or he will never know how to do for self. And if he don't know how to do for self, he can never do for you and lead, right? So when he's become a leader, he can lead her.
When he becomes a leader, he can lead her.
Right.
And that's a perfect segue. This whole conversation is a perfect segue into the political dilemma that our people find themselves in. You know what I'm saying? That man is your candidates. That woman is you, right? And, you know, when this whole aspect of leadership kicks in, you know what I'm saying? We're speaking about, you know, you have a relationship to the country because you're, quote unquote, a citizen here, you pay taxes, you reside here, you domicile here, right? But that earth that's underneath your feet does not have property of the United States on it. You know what I'm saying? This is also your homeland. You have every right to cultivate that land and do for you what you will for it to do. But you have to put the seeds in the earth. You have to till the soil. You have to tend to your crop. You have to do all of the things that are necessary for you to yield a return of out of what it is that you're willing to put into this place. And that shit is not just relegated to you pulling a lever and saying that I voted for a candidate. Like, what more do you want out of this relationship that you have with this earth that you stand on, wherever you stand it on the earth at?
Factory. I don't think many people want more out of the relationship than what they got because they've got nothing. So it's like, yo, when you're getting nothing, you kind of just want to maintain it because you hopefully it don't get worse than this. You know, like when you getting nothing, you like, it's like working a dead end job. Well, at least I hope I don't get fired. Might not go ahead, might not have any upward mobility here, right? But I hope I don't get fired. Right? And that's how black people are with white folks in America and with politics. Right? We hope we don't get fired. We hope things don't get a little worse than what they are. So if anything, please, like this level of pressure that Donald Trump giving us, we can handle this. But let's not make it worse. And I ain't even going to ask you for a raise or nothing. You understand me? I ain't going to ask you to quit tapping me on the shoulder and calling me boy every time we talk. You understand me? I'm just, look, don't make it worse because I've learned how to deal with this level of abuse. So that's what we are. We're in an abusive relationship, and we hope that we only get punched Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, but let me get Friday and Saturday and Sunday off. You understand me?
Yeah. Like, family, we have access to these tools. We have access to these platforms. We have access to social media, which means we have access to one another. When this is all said and done, this is going to be on us. It's going to fall on our lap. You know what I'm saying? Your children are going to ask you, what did you do to mobilize things out? Because it's very irresponsible for you to think, oh, if I vote Trump out of the White House, I have dealt with white supremacy. I have alleviated all of my issues and problems. You know what I'm saying? All of the things that are threatening to me, I have addressed them. I have confronted them, right? They have you believing that all of that can be put into a particular candidate, but that candidate is a voice piece for ideology that still exists here. You're not confronting your issues. You're actually escaping them. And they're giving you a vehicle to do that through, and you're getting excited. But when are you going to actually put that little work in to say, I'm willing to confront this issue? No more. I can't take it more. This, that, and the other. Like, it's a false premise to put your reality in the, you know, the future of your reality in the hands of candidates. Like, come on, y'all.
Factories. Now, let's switch gears a little bit and talk a little bit about Donald Trump caught the C-19, right? I don't want to say it and mess up the algorithm, right? He caught the C-19, right? And while he caught the C-19, he had to go to the hospital. He went to the hospital, came out 4 days later, right? You understand me? Not three. He ain't hit the Jesus mark. But he came 4 days later. And he said, actually, what they gave me in there, they said it was therapeutic. But he said it's not therapeutic at all. I would say I'm feeling amazing. Matter of fact, I felt like I did, or maybe better than what I went in. It's a cure. I'm going to say it, basically. He said, look, I'm sitting in here. I'm thinking of ideas. I want to get reelected. I'm feeling good. I came out the hospital. I got to use this. I asked the doctor, what was it? Right. They didn't want them to tell me what it was. They said, don't tell them. They said, well, that's the president. I got to tell him, right? They said, what it is. They told him. He said, shit, grab a camera. He said, what you about to do? He said, I'm about to go on the front line and tell these folks I can give them the cure. He said, you can't do that. He said, look, y'all cured me. He said, we didn't cure you. It was a therapy. He said, well, I feel better. It's a cure. I'm going to go tell the American people, take the cure, right? Now, people are happy. They saying, we ain't got to get the, there's two sides to it. The people that don't want to get the inoculation, right? All right, and then other people that hope to God that this is true and we got another option. You understand me? So he's playing both sides of the field very masterfully, I will say, right? Because he came out there, you understand me? And the people like, we can get cured. Now, the one thing that I would take from this is the fact that by calling it a therapy, right? And you have all these things that people utilize to treat themselves, feel better, whatever it is. We've heard them talk about treating it with vitamin D, C, right? And even in the utilization of the test, they were using colloidal gold. And when we look at these things, it's amazing how the pharmaceutical companies and these health industries can utilize minerals, they can utilize vitamins, they can utilize herbs, they can utilize aspects of them, but then they demonize them in front of the people, but and we don't hear about them whatsoever as, yes, we was hitting people with the vitamin C shots because vitamin C does this. Y'all should love vitamin C. They didn't say, well, just take it just because it might do something. Now, in the medical journal in England, they was telling their folks that. In Ireland, they was telling their folks that. But in America, we get a completely different message from the medical establishment. And you have to understand that these medical establishments are ran by certain people. And if you don't know who those people are, who's controlling them, what is allowed to be published after their peer reviews, what's the process of things that get substantiated and validated in the public, you don't know who's controlling your health and your knowledge of health.
Right.
So that's the dangerous thing. So,
you know.
To wrap that point up, though, I wanted to just say that at some point in time, you have to take control, right, of yourself, of your health, and of your study of health, right? Because here you are, a whole human being. And I know a lot of y'all don't want to be healthy, right? Some people say, well, healthy is boring, right? It's crazy, right? But that's the reality. Some people say, well, look, I'm going to eat my McDonald's. I'm going to eat my Domino's pizza with my pepperoni. You understand me? I'm going to live my life, Keys, because YOLO, you only live once. And it's the most number one, the argument doesn't substantiate why you should do that, because if you only live once, then shit, you ain't getting another round. So wouldn't you want to prolong this? You understand me? But we take the ideology, well, I'm only going to live once, so let me shorten it, right, and make it short and sweet. And so it's never short and sweet, because when you die, right, it's painful. Number one, if you're dying of some disease by early death, right, you're not going to want that in. So that's not short and sweet. That's short and sour, right, for a moment of sweetness. So, but because we used to have an abusive relationships with ourselves, with America, with everything going on, that we don't go for treating ourselves in the best way possible. So now it's time for us to say, nah, let us who feel like I'm tired of waking up in the morning foggy. I'm tired of needing some coffee. I'm tired of not having energy. I'm tired of not remembering, right? I'm tired of I'm feeling like there's something wrong with my body. There's some particular ailment. You understand me? I'm tired of being lazy, my mood being in a disorder. I'm tired of my energy shifts and feeling like one day I'm depressed and one day I'm happy, right? Don't you get tired of that life that you live to where your body is always imbalanced? That you get some days away from the unhealthy lifestyle, right? And you get happy for that moment, but then it's not continuous. I know your body got to be tired. I know you got to be tired of treating yourself in that capacity. Yet, when did you take a step back? And you voted to be your own doctor. You voted to be your own health physician and say, you know what? I'm going to study. I'm going to just take a couple hours out of my life at least to say, I want to know what this stuff is doing to me. Matter of fact, I might look at my next bag of chips I eat and just pick an ingredient to see where it comes from, to see what chemical or cleanser is also in, right? I might not treat my children like test subjects for somebody else's experiment by giving them anything, right? I might actually, think about their health for a minute. Like, let me actually love my children, because that's real love. You can't say you love your partner, you give them anything. When you say you love your children, you give them anything and wonder why they can't focus in school. Wonder why you get flashed on in a relationship. Well, you ate them, fed them the food that flashed on you. You put your whole household in a mood disorder. You understand me? Because of the food that you ordered. Come on, talk to me.
You left it on. Come on, you normally build that up to a question.
So I just like that one. So I like the whole, I had to just stop at the bar for a sec. I had to let that breathe. You understand me? As Jay would say, let that breathe. The whole family got a mood disorder because of the food that you ordered. So now, the question becomes, how can you stabilize your life? How can you stabilize your household? And as the good sister just said, addictions are real. And you brung in the addiction to your family. You brung in the dairy. Cheese is one of the greatest addictions on the planet Earth, right? Cheese is one of the biggest drugs. Ain't nothing better than cheese. You know what I mean? Some fromage, that cheese be hitting. You know what I'm talking about? I know it. I get it. I love it too. But the reality becomes is, damn, you ain't had a good shit in a long time, huh? Don't come constant. Don't come frequently. You all stopped up. You understand me? There's too many issues that's going along with you, so you have to take a pause for a second. Stop eating inflammatory foods and ask yourself, do I care about myself at any point in time? And if I don't care about me, what do I care about my family that's going to have to bury me early? Can I afford to eat wrong foods? Because can I bury myself? Do I have enough money to even put myself in a box to where my family don't have to pay for that? Well, if I'm going to keep eating this, do I have health insurance? Right? Because if I'm going to eat myself into an early death, then somebody should inherit something at least, right? That I can pass down some wealth at least. So when we talk about health being wealth, that, death can be wealth too, but you got to have life insurance attached to it. You got to have something to pass down. But in the prolonging of your life, give yourself more time and do right for yourself. So when was the last time you thought about your health in a capacity where you said, you know what, I got three different brains on my gut, my heart, and inside my head, and I'm going to make sure I do everything to make sure that they're right. I'm going to make sure that my spinal cord is being fed. I'm going to make sure that, forget everything. I just want to be healthy and I want to be smarter, right? So how do I make myself healthier, smarter? And another thing, how do I give myself more energy? Young fellas, specifically talking to you all, there's no reason that you shouldn't have stamina and you're 25 years old and your little Peter Whacker not working. You understand me? Because you're eating all the wrong foods. You understand me? Like, you should be the stamina king, the bull god of Egypt, men. You understand me? Mother of the bull. Talking about the fertility of the mind and the body. You understand me? And so we ain't even got that. And you wonder, your testosterone levels are very low. They're terrible. You understand me? Your lack of ambition comes from that, to where you just want to sit and be lazy and play the video game and then go in there and jack off for the rest of the day. consistently lowering your testosterone because there is a scientific connection when you start talking about these things, right? So you got to take responsibility, and it starts with what you're eating, ladies. Listen, okay, it's one thing to have some stretch marks, some little celluloid, right? Ain't nothing wrong with that. God made you beautiful as you are and you're supposed to be. But one of the greatest rebrandings that have ever happened in the world was back to plus size. Plus size is the greatest, the biggest rebranding that has ever happened in the world. And some of y'all ain't plus sizes. You are just plus sizes too many that you should be. You're a plus size too big, right? So let's not get caught up in the branding of fat, right? Because another word for fat is obesity, which is classified as a disease, but nobody makes a connection or a link, right? And 49% of America is obese, right? And the pre-existing conditions of Black America fall under that.
Yeah, let's be clear. You know, when you have an agency such as the FDA, you know, having food and drug as an administration tied in together is, you know, that's a contradiction. So America profits on pushing drugs in the form of food. So they're going to find ways to re-strategize and rebrand these from a SAD diet, which is the standard American diet, right? They're not going to tell you, you know, I mean, if this is an epidemic that 45% of this country is facing, then where's the national emergency? You know what I'm saying? It should be a threat to, public health should be a threat to national security. So they should do every single thing that they can do to bring those particular rates down, especially if healthcare is a $1 trillion issue that's on the table. But they don't tell you, yo, we're gonna ban this, we're gonna ban that shit. More people die of heart disease than they do with anything else. So you would think that they would be looking to take the things out of circulation and cause these things. They don't even have these conversations with you, right?
All right, so Blue, I'm gonna give y'all this, right? So we talked about this yesterday, right? With my assistant about veganism. There are four types of vegans. Now I'm gonna break down the first three. It's the vegan that is vegan for the world, the greenhouse gas effect, right? They don't want global warming to happen. I'm vegan for the environment. Then there's the vegan that says, hey, I'm vegan for the animals. You understand me? I don't want them animals to be harmed. I don't want you to touch a hair on the chinny chin chin of one of them pigs again. I'm vegan for the animals. Then, my favorite type of vegan, I'm vegan for myself. I'm doing it for my health, brother. You understand me? Now, those three vegans are different than the last vegan, because the last vegan is the plant-based vegan. Da-dum-da-dum. You understand me? Now, the first three vegans, you understand me? They can just eat vegan junk food, right? And still be vegan. Well, it's not meat, so I'm vegan. But it's not healthy, so I'm not healthy, but I'm vegan. Now, the plant-based vegan, they say, nah, I want nothing but healthy food. I want to live long. I'm a plant-based vegan. I'm not just doing it for myself. I'm doing it for my health. You understand me? Now, I like that vegan. That vegan, not just the one that's going around saying that I'm vegan, treat me a certain way, I'm better than you. Nah, they made the sacrifice. They have to figure out how to texturize these greens in 1,000 different ways, you understand me, so they can taste good. They're the vegan that's always eating a salad when y'all go out, not the fries. You understand me? It's a different type of level of vegan out here. They're ordering their Goldwater products on the regular. Why? Because they want to have the greatest memory out the group. You understand me? Because if that person is plant-based, then God damn it, their brain should be working at a fast pace. Come on, talk to me.
Facts. We're waiting for the fourth one, though.
No, I hit you with the fourth one already. The fourth one is the plant-based. So the fourth one is different than the first three, right? They go vegan for the health, vegan for the world, vegan for the animals, right? Well, now they go vegan for themselves. And then they go, the fourth one goes vegan to be plant-based. So I have to separate that one particularly. You understand me? Because that vegan is not the same as the restaurants, right? Because that vegan is saying, I'm strictly plant-based. One person can go vegan for their health, right? Or for their self, right? But not particularly plant-based vegan, right? But they didn't do it for the animals and didn't do it for the world. They don't give a damn about the cows and the clouds. You understand me? They did it for themselves. But then that one vegan, the truest of all, the most honorable, noble, now I ain't gonna give them all that. But listen, for real though, the one that go plant-based, those are the ones that study the food. Those are the ones that know what they're eating, right? Those are the ones that like cook for self. You understand me? Those are just a different category of people. They shouldn't even be called vegan. There should be a different word for them in reality, right? Because you should be able to separate the two different fields of health when it comes for your self dietary restrictions.
I thought you was going to hit on the fourth one, which is new genre.
Oh, yeah. Genre. I ain't even. I try not to get them, though.
No, we got to talk about the junk food vegan, right? You don't want to save the animals, but you eating fake chicken or fake beef.
They do it for the social currency.
Right? Yeah, there's a social currency aspect to it to say, oh, I'm vegan, but I eat fries, right? You're a starchitarian, but you're a vegan. Just like somebody said just now, Oreos is vegan. You're a vegan. No, not Oreos. Oreos.
Wait a minute. Now when they come out with the vegan Oreo, let me go check the, I was about to go check the grocery store. You out here giving out bad advice. You trying to get somebody, trying to get somebody some excuses tonight.
There's a whole junk food, vegan, you know, genre. Tofu, that's a no-go. That's soy. We don't need no more soy boys.
No more right? Soy boys.
No more soy boys. So,
yeah, the trend vegan. The trend vegan might be the worst of all. I ain't going to lie. They might be the worst of all.
If you're vegan and you putting on pounds, you know, something's not right.
Yeah. Because them big old vegans, I ain't going to lie, them overeating vegans, you understand me? They vegan, but they eating too much. They eating 4 or 5 meals a day, but it's vegan. You understand me? So now your body overworking. You got the right foods in there, but you eating too many of them. You not a cow. You understand? You might as well eat a cow because you big as one. You trying to take the diet restrictions of a cow since you don't eat them now. You understand me? Because a cow be sitting there eating grass all day long. You understand me? That's how them big vegans be. They stopped eating cow and became one. They sitting there just eating all day long. Listen, man. I'm just analyzing. You understand me? They stopped eating the cows and became one, man. Just sitting there all day just eating grass. Every time you see them, they got some celery, a carrot, a smoothie. You understand me? Something going on. Like, damn, how you maintain that weight?
They are looking to fill up their caloric intake because they have not yet supplemented the minerals that their body needs. You feel me? Because there's a large part that goes in with lane switching and jumping into veganism. You have to do a proper detox so you make sure that you are pulling all of the plaque and everything else to stop it, your body from absorbing the nutrients. A lot of those people is just eating themselves into stimulus, right? They're just stimulated. They become stimulated by eating, but their body's not absorbing any of the stuff that they're eating. It's just flushing out of them because they have not done, you know, the necessary moves to remove the plaque that they have accumulated from 20, 30, 40 years that they have been eating anything other than plant-based foods.
Wait, so, hold on, I'm going to let you finish. Your sister had a good question. She said she needed a supplement that made her feel fuller. And I was going to say that Smart Moss, that when I take that on the empty stomach, I don't know what exactly does. I'm going to do some research on that because it's something about anytime I take that Smart Moss, it doesn't make me feel full, but it almost suppresses my appetite to where I don't feel like I need to eat. You understand me? And so, yeah, that's Smart Moss. Do it.
It's the minerals are giving you a sufficient intake of what's needed for you to feel what we call quote unquote full.
Yeah, that smart moss curbs that appetite for sure. I think it's because of the mushrooms and when they interact with the stomach. You understand me? I feel like anytime you put mushrooms on your stomach, they want to have a conversation. You understand me? And whatever it is doing, you know, if I take just one or two, it's going to do the same thing. It suppresses that appetite. Like, I haven't even ate for the day, and I know it's super late, but I've been working all day, and I've been focused all day. But I took my smart moss, I took a vitamin C moss, and I took a sports moss. I took one of each capsule, and that was enough for me throughout the entire day, right? It was enough for me to do my work on, to have mental clarity, right? Because no blood is taken away from my brain and go to my stomach to digest anything throughout the day. I think I had some bean pie. I'll take that away. I had some bean pie. I'm going to keep it a buck with y'all. I had some bean pie. Sister brought it over yesterday. I was celebrating Unobliged Muhammad's birthday yesterday, so don't get mad at me. You understand me? But what I wanted to say, though, this is that for a lot of you all, just drink water as well, so that sometimes you're not hungry, you're just dehydrated. You understand me? That when our bodies don't get enough to drink, number one, we get tired, we need rest. You understand me? You ain't going to be able to produce muscle the same way. That your body needs to be properly hydrated. You understand me? 75% of your intestines are water. 75% of your stomach is water. 73% of your liver is water. Your heart, 77%. Your lungs, 80%. You understand me? Your brain, 90%. You are a water body, right? So when we introduce things such as gold water in your body, which is a superconductor of electricity, and you have an electrical, system, and a body and a grid, then you need to electrify it so all things are working properly. So, but you have to understand that you are a water being. You are aquatic in nature. You came in water, right? When you were in the womb of your mother's stomach, and you have to consistently drink water. So that's one thing that you need to understand. I say spring water, you understand me? Because you're getting the natural minerals that come within the water that your body needs. Now, possibly if you're sick, right, you may need that alkaline water so it can rebalance, you understand me, your electricity within the body. So you really just have to think about your own body and what you're getting and what you're needing, and don't just generalize information and say, well, that's enough for my entire life.
Yeah.
Customize it.
Yeah, you can customize your distilled water, steam distilled water as well. If you put minerals in it, you could put plants in it. You could put a dirt in it if you want to. Dirt still got mineral. You know what I'm saying? You have to mineralize distilled water because it's flat and it will absorb minerals from your body. You know, if you can get natural flowing spring water that still has minerals in it that has not been radiated and treated, then that's spring water that you definitely need to get. If you can get your hands on some well water, as long as you have devices that are able to test that water for microbes and parasites, then that's something else, yeah, that you should get. But 32 ounces of room temperature water is what you should be drinking in the morning when you wake up, preferably with key lime or you know, if you don't got lime and you got some lemon, you squeeze it in it, you know what I'm saying? And you drink that water, right? Take your vitamins. I don't like calling them vitamins because they're not. Take your minerals, and you're on your way. I do not eat before 12 o'clock, before noon, and I'm very active in the gym for 2 hours leading up to that. You understand? Because I have my sports boss, and I have my smart boss, and I take my CMOS if necessary. You know what I'm saying? And I definitely have my goal.
And that crowns it what? A brother said, he said, y'all selling water? But yeah, definitely. We got the gold water. Plus, we have about 6 other products that go along with that as well. Now, listen, here's a beautiful thing about that, right? What I love, my favorites, and I'm going to be biased with our products for a moment, the Sports Moss, because I've been working out so much. That's my pre-worker. That's my go-to. That Sports Moss, that ATP. Y'all seen the video I just dropped while I'm in there doing the push-ups. I've never done those push-ups before. That was the first time I've even tried those. And I'm jumping out the wazoo because I take the Sports Moss and my energy is just... Also, I'm going to give y'all an insight on my regimen when I go work out. I do 100 reps of whatever I'm doing, right? So if I'm on the bench, I got to do 100. If I do the pull-ups, I got to do 100, right? So if I'm doing the kettlebells, I got to do 100. And that's just pure, and I'm not in there drinking a bunch of water or nothing. I just take some sports moss, I go to the gym, and I don't get tired. Like, I get bored because the energy is just so overflowing, and it's almost as if, like, you know, you're getting energy to the muscle, and then you're recovering at the same time while you're working out. So that's literally what's happening to your body, and you're getting more oxygen to your lung. So, you know, and I was explaining this to my younger brother. Your body, right? You have a spirit, right? And it's the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said that if you choke a person, they can't have access to spirit no more. That they're going to try to do anything they can to get some spirit, some breathing, right? That there's energy in the molecules of air around you. And so as you breathe in, right, you alive. Now, he said the problem is trying to keep that spirit in there, right? Meaning that imagine that you have a fire inside of you, a little small flame. Now, if you take the top of a lid and you put on a candle and has no more access to oxygen, that particular fire can't stay lit. So you have to remember that there's a fire, like a little flame in you that we consider to be that molecule spirit. So when that life force is not getting the proper oxygen, it ain't lit. So think of it like this. It keeps you up. If you take a hot air balloon and you see the fire in a hot air balloon, right? And the gases circulate and they push upward and that balloon is up. That's your body, right? But if there's not getting oxygen and there's no fire in that hot air balloon, it's not going up. It's going down, right? So your muscles, as you're working out and you're taking the cordyceps, which is a medicinal mushroom, is bringing the energy, right, to your muscles and also allowing you to help produce more oxygen in the lungs to keeping you up and keeping you going. So without that, your spirit is dying fast. If you watch two people box, it gets to some point where they both are out of energy. They both out of it, and all left is spirit. It's all that's left. And it's just two spirits in there fighting.
Right, but that willpower is going to collapse on you if you do not have that particular edge. And ATP gives you that extra edge because you're going to pull from places that you don't even know you have a reserve. Right? So I seen the brother on the sports moss. You know what I'm saying? He's been animalistic with it. I think the videos is soon. Get what I'm saying? And somebody asked about coffee. One of the reasons that we don't recommend coffee is because it robs oxygen.
Yeah, right? I stopped drinking coffee.
Your body.
I was the coffee guy. I was a hypocrite, right? I loved my coffee.
I'm the hypocritical because there's an indigenous aspect to coffee. You know what I'm saying? But the way that things are marketed in this particular country, people overindulgent, right? We're not a disciplined people. So we can't be like, yo, I'm going to just take a little bit of this, or every now and then when I need to get a bump, you just going to get used to it, and that's just going to be your crutch, your everyday default and your fallback. You know what I'm saying? And you become dependent on it. This is a dependency culture. That's why people are depending on politicians to have answers for their lives. And they don't even know you. You expect them to come through for you in the fourth quarter. It is that you know, that concept that we have, dependency, that, you know, it's always something that's going to give us that bump.
Right.
Even finding it yourself.
So for those who don't know, the ATP synthase is an enzyme that creates the energy storage molecule adenosine triphosphate. And so basically it's synthesizing energy to store within your body. You understand me? Store within your muscles. So it is the energy storage molecule. That's what you're getting in that cordyceps. So, and the ingredients are on the bottle, so don't take our word for it. But this is what I want y'all to do. And this is what we're about to get to, because I know me and Blue ain't ate at all and we had to do this live. But listen. So this is the part where we get to play this game with you all. If you text test to 833-605-0778, it's going to send you a memory test. Now listen, if you get if you score average or you get a perfect score, I'm going to send you, if you get a perfect score, I'm going to send you 50% off.
Right.
Perfect score. By tonight, though. Not for the rest of your life. By tonight, you got to screenshot it, and then you got to tag me in it, right? And I will DM you personally this 50% off for the products, right? Now, right. If you get an average score, I'll give you 20% off, right? But if it says that you got a poor score and your brain memory weak, you don't get nothing off. You need to go buy you something. You understand? You specifically the sports moss. Get the sports moss. And this is what I want you to do. I want you to take it before. Then over time, what the sports moss has is it has the nerve growth factor in there. That's going to help myelinate the sheath of the axons of your nerves within your brain, allowing you to create those neurosynaptic connections. So it's going to help increase your memory over time, right? So I want you to take it now. If it says poor, right, and you ain't got a good test score, then take it. Then I want you to come back in a week after you've taken the sports moss, and I want you to take it again. And I want to see if your memory has improved at all, and you all give us the feedback.
You can text
Praying that. For Life said the test was hard. Yeah. If the test is not hard, it's the memory. Hey, listen, don't get mad at us.
It's the memory, and we're in that challenge to utilize our brain in this manner, and it's even less now so because we have phones. You understand? So we rely, once again, dependency. We are putting affairs such as what was simple, memorizing numbers, phone numbers. This shows you how disconnected we are, because this test is going to have you memorize 6 numbers and then 8 numbers. Remember when we had the entire Rolodex in our brain where we knew everybody's number? Those were 10 numbers. We had to remember the area code too. So we was a lot sharper than we are now, right? But based on our dependency on artificial intelligence, we are losing our intelligence.
And what I'm going to do for y'all is, after you take the test, I'll come back and do another live on memory boosting techniques and different ways you can do right now that'll help you improve right memory associations that help create connections. Because a lot of us don't know our own brains. We don't know how we learn. We don't know what type of learner we are. We don't know the type of connections that we make throughout the day, because we don't really spend that much time studying the way our own mind works and configures information, right, and compiles it in different data techniques. So without knowing that, then you will take the test and feel whatever you feel dependent upon your score, but there's ways to improve it shortly to where I can just tell you something, you make a different level of association, and you're like, oh, snap. Damn, it did get better just by doing that little thing. And we don't realize that throughout our lives, we are operating right at a mental deficiency, right? We're operating at a particular level of weakness. And it doesn't matter that we're good at other things in life. If we can fix the details, we get better at all things in life.
Yeah, so text this number, y'all. Text that number right there. It'll send you the link to play the game. You know, for those of you who have immaculate brains, we have rewards for you. So make sure that you tag us in the post.
Yeah, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, 313 KD, he said he must be on there right now. Yes, brother, it's definitely more information. There's some other more tests that you can take as well. But listen, I want to help you out. Take the test. Screenshot your, even if it's not the best results, okay? Don't be hiding. You go take the test 30 times. Don't hide. Just send it to us, right? If you just take the test, I might surprise you with a discount or something. But just tag me in it, right? I might give you 10% off or something if you don't get the high score, because you really need it anyway, right? So we're going to give you, it's going to be for the sports moss specifically, right? But you can get whatever other products. But for the sports moss, the smart moss specifically, so they can help increase your memory, right? Family.
Yeah. And questions that people were posing while a woman asked, can she take sports moss? Yes, you can. You know what I'm saying? But we always advise that you, you know, that you are active in your life. This is not for sedentary people.
It's great for older people.
Yeah. You got to get up and move. You have to, if you are getting an increase in energy, what are you going to put it towards? Right? So make that your plan. Be like, yo, I want to run an extra mile today. Challenge yourself. Right? Challenge yourself. Push yourself to your limits.
Hey, I want
to
say this.
You know, push past your threshold.
I want to say this. Do not, when you text, do not text anything else besides the word test. Otherwise, you will not get the link. That's it. Some of y'all say, I want the test. No, just test. That's it. All right? Mm-hmm. So listen, I love y'all. I hope y'all enjoy the test tonight. It's fun, though. You know what I mean? It's not like, you know, a written test. Nah, that's not none of that. You just got to press some buttons. So it's really like a game for real. So enjoy the test. And, you know, that'll let you know how your memory is working on a day-to-day basis. You don't be remembering names, information, you're forgetful, a multitude of different things. Let's focus on our mental acuity during this time. Let's get sharper. Let's get wiser. We have one of the only high-end black-owned nootropic companies in the world. You understand me? And especially in America, where you don't have nobody bringing you any of these high-end products that we're bringing and we're sourcing. Shaba Hard Way Away 2. If you got a perfect score, please screenshot that. Send it to me. Now, listen, I'm going to say this too.
Hold on. Yeah. He's a high school student. They asked about sports scores for high school athletes. Absolutely. Your ATP level is at its highest peak right now. Your zinc is charging your testosterone to give you the push that you need. This is specifically for you, young man.
Yes. Yeah. So listen, I'm going to keep this live up, and it will be on my, the live will be up for 24 hours. I know some of y'all might be tired. Maybe you can't get it tonight, but it'll be up for 24 hours. So this is a 24-hour challenge. All you got to do is text the number to get the link. Inshallah. You all enjoy it. Y'all have fun. I see you later. Let's focus on these things like our health, our wealth, you understand me, and ourselves. Peace, family. Peace. Family, I hope you all having fun listening to the podcast. I hope we don't disappoint and we continue to come with great information, knowledge. Sometimes it may seem entertaining and things of that nature because I do want to lighten it for my folks. We are living in serious, perilous times. And it's not us to just take every single moment serious, but it is to us another seriousness of the time so we may operate in the correct way. Those who are listening, everything that we do is strategic. We're trying to get our people to think, to eat better, to do better, to know about wealth and opportunities that exist so that we can do for self. We're tired of these social contracts that we have with entities that have never historically served our best interests and weren't made for us. We were made for us to govern ourselves and be the gods over ourselves. I love y'all. I appreciate you. Thank you for tapping into the podcast. And if you would like to play the game as well, just text TEST. The word test to 833-605-0778. This podcast that I do is a free podcast production. At the moment, you don't hear sponsors at the beginning of the videos, right? So if you all would like to help sponsor this or become a sponsor of the podcast, we produce more episodes on our way to 1 million streams, then all you have to do is email me. There's a link on my IG. Go to 19_keys. And booking19keys@gmail.com and let me know what is your business, what is your budget, and we'll see if we can get you to become a sponsor where we have your products talked about at the beginning of each and every episode. In the meantime, please go support goldwater.com, that's GOLDEWATER. Try our products and please give us some feedback. Y'all have a blessed and a beautiful evening. Peace.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.